For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The NBA is still abuzz about the blockbuster trade the Minnesota Timberwolves pulled off yesterday, sending Naz Reid and a bunch of draft picks to Charlotte for a star guard.
LaMelo has Ayton in the crosshairs. Just a blow by. Wow! Get in there! Look at LaMelo! Great balls of fire!
LaMelo Ball, along with Josh Green, come to the Minnesota Timberwolves even before the trade. Wolves president Tim Connelly was in communication with Anthony Edwards about the direction of the squad.
You know, we're very fortunate that he's a guy that knows the league, knows players, and loudly shares his opinions. I think he's super, super excited. I think he's, there's been countless things we could have done. I think our roster is pretty well thought of league-wide. And when you go to your leaders like Ant, you say it takes this to get that. And the conviction he has in our guys is evident when you say, no, we're not trading this guy. So I think the whole room is excited. I think we're ready to consider to try to take the next step. But Ant's just such a competitive guy. He just wants to ensure that we're moving in the right direction and we keep getting better and better.
Wolves also got a couple of players in the NBA draft. Now it's the NHL's turn to make dreams come true. The first round of the NHL draft, that takes place tonight in Buffalo, New York. Moorhead's Wyatt Cullen is draft eligible and could go early.
Wyatt's a pretty dynamic, skilled forward. High skill, I would say.
High skilled.
High skilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very high.
That's Wyatt's dad and former NHL center Matt Cullen, along with Mr. Pat Micheletti. The first round of the NHL draft is tonight. The Wild don't have a pick until the third round. That'll come tomorrow morning. In baseball, the Twins are back to work this weekend with a three-game series against the Rockies. That starts tonight with a first pitch at 7:10 from Target Field. The LPGA Championship continues today at Hazeltine. The low round yesterday was a 9-under 63, and the Lynx are off until Sunday. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.